He had lived in the lower end of town. He moved to Old Bath Springs community. Well, we, after my nephews got big enough to drive the wagon and team, we'd go to church, you know. Back in those days, we went to church, Sunday school, yeah. And when we'd go some to parties, dances, you know. We had singing, we had recreation. Of course, the younger people nowadays, they wouldn't think that we had any way to enjoy ourselves, but they would just, they'd just be all wrong about it. We did. Mm-hmm. And I met him, and we would just, we'd go to Old Center's church and places like that, and he would ride back home part of the way with us in the wagon back to his home. Went on that way for about 4 or 5 years. Well, I was a track, he was a bachelor, and I was attracted to him all the time. But I'd always been told that bachelors were hard to catch. So I was sort of scary of him, I guess, a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so he finally took me a letter and asked for a date. Well, after we were married, I said, you know what I thought about doing? He said, no. I said, I thought about, I'd love to get a candle and explode it right close to you, so you'd either ask for a date or take off the entire thing. He laughed about it. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, I'm surprised you didn't try it. And the boys that I'd go with, well, we'd just go, you know, laugh and talk and have a lot of fun. But he wasn't a boy. He was, I don't know. I wanted somebody that had, I thought was more staid than I was. He wasn't quite 4 years older than I. And he said, first time he saw me, it was my voice that he heard before it was attracting. It was at a church somewhere, and we were singing, and he remembered the special song, the song that he had, you know, that we were singing, and he said, I was standing where there's somebody taller than us, and between him and me, and he couldn't see the girl, but he heard the voice. He said he wondered if the girl was as pretty as the boys. And of course, he told me that I was. Mm-hmm. And, which, of course, that made me happy. Mm-hmm. And I teased him, I said, there's a song that came out a few years ago, several years back, that it says, Beautiful Lies. Have you heard Gene Shepherd's, are you interested in country music?
I don't know too much about it. I like it, but I really don't know very much about it.
Beautiful lies, beautiful lies. And I said, well, that's like you are when we're young and courting. The boys tell us girls with beautiful lies. And we listened to them. I said, yeah, I don't even believe part of them. Mm-hmm. I said, well, for an illustration, a boy and I tell you, he's the prettiest girl he ever saw. And you knew you could look across the room and see somebody else that looked just as well. I said, that's all those beautiful lies that they would tell us.
By the way, you mentioned Roy Acuff the other day, and it wasn't on the tape. What did you tell me about, why is it that you admire Roy Acuff?
I admire his singing. I never met him. Well, I've seen him, I never was at the Grand Ole Opry but twice when our school went. And got to see him that time. I didn't meet him, didn't get acquainted with him, I just heard him. But I liked his singing. He sang from the heart, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's what it was when you were telling about Christian songs, wasn't it, in the church?
Which?
You mentioned Roy Acuff the other day when we didn't have the tape recorder, and I thought it had something to do with the hymns.
With what?
With hymns, or what was it?
He came on the Grand Ole Opry in 38, summer 38, and he came on from, he is from Maynardville, Tennessee.